I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Political stalemate and violence have been the order of the day in the African nation of Zimbabwe since last month's disputed election. But today, the country's leader and his main rival agreed to try to end the crisis. President Robert Mugabe and opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai signed a memorandum of understanding to launch negotiations. The talks will be aimed at forming a new government in Zimbabwe. Andrew Meldrum reported from Zimbabwe from 1980 to 2003 before the government expelled him. He is now teaching at Harvard University. Andrew, there's been such extreme violence in recent months in Zimbabwe. Now we're hearing today and seeing that these two bitter foes are sitting down for face-to-face talks. Sounds too good to be true. Do you think it is?
I think it's great news. But we can't count our chickens before they hatch. This memorandum of understanding that the two have signed agrees in principle to hold talks, but it just simply papers over the huge rift that still remains between the positions of the two different leaders.
And what is that rift all about?
It's all about, really, who won the presidential elections.
Well, there's been a lot of international pressure that's come to bear. Today, as the announcement was made, there was a joint news conference in Harare, Zimbabwe, with South Africa's president, Thabo Mbeki, sitting between President Mugabe and the opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai. The news conference was broadcast live on Al Jazeera International. Let's hear what President Robert Mugabe had to say then.
We must act. If we haven't done so before, now, as Zimbabweans, think as Zimbabweans and act as Zimbabweans. Do it ourselves. Be masters of our own destiny.
When you hear Robert Mugabe say that, what's your reaction to it?
That fits in with the rhetoric that Robert Mugabe has been saying for some time, which is that Zimbabweans can solve their problems, not pressure from the international community. And also he's giving a message against Morgan Tsvangirai because he has always maintained that Morgan Tsvangirai and his party are puppets of Great Britain and the United States.
By the way, Morgan Tsvangirai issued a statement as well from this press conference. Again, this is from Al Jazeera International. He talked about this being a very auspicious occasion.
The last time I had a tit-a-tat discussion with Comrade Mugabe was in 1978. They pushed it a little further. So you can all imagine what an occasion it is for the leader of the ruling party and the leader of the winning party to be sitting to discuss about something.
Such an auspicious occasion, in your view?
Yes, I think it is an auspicious occasion. 10 years is a long time. Morgan Tsvangirai is also giving a coded message there. He's saying the leader of the ruling party and the leader of the winning party. I.e., one is ruling, Robert Mugabe, and one has won, which is Morgan Tsvangirai. So again, they're both maintaining that they are the winners of the election.
Can you give us the condition of the region right now? I know you're still in touch with people in Zimbabwe. What's the inflation rate right now?
The inflation rate in Zimbabwe officially is over 2,000,000%.
And the unemployment rate?
The unemployment rate is above 80%. And the Zimbabwe dollar, the last time that I checked, which was a couple days ago, one U.S. dollar would be worth 10 billion Zimbabwe dollars.
And this is a longer-term barometer, but what is the lifespan there now?
10 years ago, the average life expectancy in Zimbabwe was above 60 years. Today, the average life expectancy of a woman in Zimbabwe is 34 years, which is the lowest in the world.
Okay. So what could, even if this power-sharing deal works, what possibly could be done by the opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, with President Mugabe to turn around any of those figures?
It can be turned around, but what is needed is for the coalition government to really be charged with the responsibility of creating the grounds, creating the conditions for free and fair elections. And I think that is the first step to finding a true resolution to Zimbabwe's problems.
All right. Andrew Meldrum, author of the book Where We Have Hope, A Memoir of Zimbabwe. He's also a teacher now at Harvard University. Thanks so much, Andrew.
Thank you, Lisa.